It's Tuesday night and time to talk Shadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
We are still in communication with a few schools, trying to see if there's an opportunity there to be able to make it work out where their open week's the same as our open week. There's also, you know, still an option for the spring. There's going to be some RMAC teams that are playing in the spring. Now it's really focusing on putting in that game plan, ironing out the few wrinkles that we have. And, you know, we've been practicing for a long time, so you got to also add some things in there that are fun to do, maybe some trick plays. Those type of things.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
We are back with another edition, another year of the Jay Long Show with Shadron State head football coach Jay Long. I'm voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and always enjoy when we get to sit here across from each other, Jay, and talk Eagle football. I'm sure you're excited that the season is back and a much different atmosphere right now going into the season, things looking a little bit more normal.
Yeah, Dave, I think the coolest part is that, you know, we have a conference schedule, and you know, and that kind of gets you more back to the normal of things. The part that makes it, you know, unique is that, you know, in our conference there's returning six new head coaches. They were there last year during the COVID, but we don't have a lot of film on them, so we don't know what they're going to bring into the conference. It's just good to be able to be back to playing conference games, and then also our two non-conferences are really cool games with Angelo State at home and Western Oregon at home.
It sure was a lot of fun at fall camp talking to your players, talking to you and the coaches, and just how excited you guys are to be back for this season. And let's, before we dive into some of the Western stuff and other team details, kind of give us an overall assessment of how you thought the fall camp session went, maybe some players that stood out, and how ready you feel like your team is to get on the bus and go this week.
You know, every year you learn something, Dave. And last year with the COVID, it presented a lot of problems. And when you got a lot of problems, you have to find different solutions. I think one of the things we found was we played a lot of freshmen last year because it didn't matter. They didn't lose any red shirts or anything. And this year it looks like we recruited in a really nice class. There's going to be about six freshmen that are going to make the travel bus, true freshmen. One of them on offense, I guess, Jamal Browder at wide receiver. He came in and is very, very talented. He's got a great work ethic. He came early in the summer, which helped him be able to learn the scheme a little bit better. And just a terrific worker, terrific kid. I'm really excited about him. And then our two running backs. We also got another one, Rylan Gualo from Mitchell, that is also really good fall. Dorian Collier and Brock Ping, both running backs. Dorian Collier's dad works out at Job Corps, and Brock Ping's from Billings, Montana. Those guys all had really a great camp and are all guys that we're going to look at taking on the bus. Also on defensively, Saxon Wright, outside linebacker for us. He's been a standout in the fall, and he's going to have that opportunity to get on the bus. And then also Josh Sink, a defensive back, and Byron Kennard, another defensive back, are going to be guys that are going to end up on that football field really, really soon. So that's one thing that we did find. I guess, you know, every week we've been talking about our normal guys that stand out. These are some new names that I think you're going to get used to saying. Also a kid that is a punter and a kicker, and he is a transfer, and I think he's going to make our kicking game stronger, and he's definitely vying for a spot there. So those are some new names that have shown up in fall.
A lot of new guys, a lot of young guys on that two deep. Excited for their opportunity. You mentioned Aguayo out of Mitchell. Is he in the running for that travel spot? Or are you planning on redshirting one of the local stars this year?
You know what? I think we'd love to redshirt all three of them. They all three have just done, you know, a terrific job of coming in ready to compete. And I guess right now we're leaning towards redshirting Rylan. Just give him another year in that weight room.
Coach, one of the positive things that came out of the COVID situation was back in the spring when the Eagles got to play a couple of scrimmages against Northern Colorado and Wayne State. A lot of fun, and we got introduced to some very good young players in addition to these new guys we haven't even seen yet. Hunter O'Connor, Kian Martin, just a couple on your defense that really stood out. We're going to see some more of those type of guys from the fallout of COVID really emerge and be playmakers this year?
You know, I think two more names to add on there in that class. Xavier Harrell had an outstanding spring. COVID spring was actually a lot of fun. We were able to get a lot of guys out there on the football field, and he was one of those guys that benefited from it. Jaden Cox, also another one. We kind of act like he's a veteran because of what he did in the fall, but he's also the same age as those guys. He has 4 years left, and he really stood out for us in the fall and in the spring, and he's a guy that we're going to be leaning on this fall. One name that kind of, I guess, on the other side is Dax Girardi. Dax Girardi stood out in the spring, got a lot of reps. He did get injured, and he is going to medical redshirt this year for us, so he won't be on the football field. But that class has some really talented players and some guys that are going to help make our team better.
Yeah, tough to hear about Dax. A great spring that he had. Jaden Cox will be stepping in, and in the absence of Jalen Starks, who's not going to be playing this year, leading rusher from the fall, but might be back for next season. You get Elijah Miles back to run the ball as well, too. I'm sure that Elijah, every time in practice when I see him, he's ready to go. He's got a great attitude, and he'll be a guy you count on.
Yes, when we look at our running back core, we have Elijah Miles, who is an all-conference running back from 2 years ago. We got Jaden Cox, who averaged, I think it was 7.6 yards a carry last year, which is really, really great numbers. And then we got local kid up from Scotts Bluff, Chris Busby, who's just been running the ball really well. And he needed this last year to help him figure things out, and he has really figured things out. And I think those three guys can really have a really good year. And it's going to be exciting to see, putting the ball in each of them hands, because each one of them brings something different to the table. So that'll be exciting with it. And then along with those freshmen that we got, I think that core is going to be pretty good.
It's our first Jay Long show of the season. The season opener kicks off on Saturday. Coach, with Wayne and UNC, I know last year you'd really wanted to maybe see that happen every year. Has there been any talk at all about having those spring scrimmages or playing other opponents moving forward, or is that all over with as the pandemic moves forward and hopefully gets done with soon?
On the committees that I'm on, I've not heard any coach say it was a negative. I think everybody thought it was a positive. I assume it's going to continue to be pushed forward, and nothing has happened yet. But I know that there's some conferences out there that were really excited about it, and they are wanting to move things forward. So it'd be really neat. We'll probably know more in January, Dave, after our conference, after our football convention. That's typically where most of this stuff starts, and then they vote on it and those things after that. So
yeah, hopefully they bring it back. It certainly was a lot of fun. I think the fans enjoyed it, and I know I did, as we visit with Coach Long. Backup quarterback, big position for you this year, Coach. You need to find a new one with Tyler Hyland graduating and moving on. Tell us who's back there in the event that Dalton misses a snap.
We have two guys that Mason Hamilton from Gillette. He actually took over the quarterback reins from Dalton in high school. He had a really good high school career. His dad was actually a GA here. He's been doing really well, picking up our schemes, picking up our offense. He's got a really strong arm. Also, he has the capability to also be able to pull it and run it, so it opens up our playbook just a little bit more. And then Trevin Wehrman is been having a good camp also. So those two guys that are going to be pushing for it, and we've gotten Trevin on a few of our special teams also, so which that's also good to be able to get him out on the football field. Just anytime they're running out there, getting reps is best. We brought in quite a few quarterbacks, and it just really comes down to just developing guys. Right now, Preston Pearson, he had a really good scrimmage on Saturday with our freshman. He's from Kearney. I think he also can run the ball a little bit and throws the ball real nice. He, just like any other freshman, just needs to continue to learn the scheme and be able to pick things up a little bit more. So he'll need that year to redshirt.
I know it was exciting to see the young man from Maine come down, James Opayo. And did he get moved over to the defensive side? It looked like he might have been working out with those guys in camp.
Yes, he ended up moving over to safety. He's very, very talented, very athletic, and he's got a great body type for that safety position. So we moved him over, and he's been doing a good job. He had a big play in the scrimmage also on Saturday on defense. So it's fun how that works. And whenever we recruit kids in, we want to find athletes, because athletes can play in multiple different positions, and he's one of those guys that is a definite athlete.
It was kind of funny to look at those quarterbacks in fall camp. There was just a big line of them all in those black uniform tops. Tough to find some playing time potentially for some moving forward. Cool to see James get shifted over to defense and see what he can do there. Jay Long with us here on the show once again today. The RMAC COVID policy, let's dive into that a little bit, Coach. What is the conference policy? What are the testing dressing policies for your guys, for the team? Let's start there.
I guess without it in front of me, I can't give it to you verbatim, but I'll give you in coaches speak. And, as far as the testing policy, it is going to be the same as what it was last year. They are going to test any unvaccinated athletes on Wednesday morning. So 6 a.m., our guys get up, they get tested. Then after the test results come back in, if they test positive, then obviously they'll be quarantined going through the public health department's recommendations and those type of things. As long as they test negative, then we can move forward and with the game and those type of things. Things that have changed is that the RMAC stated, and really the NCAA stated, that if 85% of your team is fully vaccinated, that you do not have to test. So that is a definite benefit to teams that are 85% vaccinated. Currently, our team, we are 80% vaccinated. We're not 80% fully vaccinated yet. You become fully vaccinated after your second shot, 2 weeks after your second shot, or if you get the Johnson & Johnson, it's 2 weeks after that.
Okay.
So our team we need about, we're right there. We need a few more kids to get vaccinated to get to that 85%. I can tell you this, that when a kid becomes fully vaccinated, it really eliminates that part where unless they're symptomatic, they won't have to quarantine, which, as we found out last fall, that was a big deal.
Sounds like at 80%, close to the 85 threshold, you feel pretty confident that we'll be able to get all of the games in this year.
Hey, Dave, I think that, with our what we went through last year, I think that, yes, we're committed to get games in. And I think our players are committed to wanting to play games. So that's an exciting part. And something that I'm really proud of is that our guys are doing everything we can. We just want to play. I mean, that's what we were brought to college to do. We want to get that degree and we want to play football. And I, as a coach, I didn't come here to be a COVID, talk about COVID all the time. I came here to talk about football and coaching kids and those type of things. So that is awesome that we're starting to move forward. And I'm glad that the conference gave some guidelines to be able to make things as normal as we can.
All right. Coach Jay Long on our Tuesday night show. Every Tuesday night, Jay will visit with us and talk CSC football through the season. Let's take a peek at your schedule now, Coach. You open up with Western Colorado this week. Good fun rivalry. Shadron State West, maybe we'll call it, with all the coaches that are former Eagles that are on the sideline there. You have home games with Pueblo, Western Oregon, Angelo State, and then the bus trips include, among them, Colorado Mines, Black Hill State, Colorado Mesa. What's your assessment of the schedule layout, how the games fall? Is there a critical stretch in there that you're really pointing to this season?
I think, Dave, this is the easiest question is that every game is critical and every week is critical. And as a coach and as our team, we constantly preach, what's in front of us, control what we can control. And right now, what's in front of us is our practice tonight. And then after that, then it's our weight room. Then after that, it's our meetings. And after that, it's back to our second practice. And I can tell you this, we have practiced so much over the past year that we are ready to go play a game. It is that feeling of lining up against someone else, a familiar conference foe, is going to be really exciting for us. And number one priority is this week one win, and to go down there to Western State and give everything we can to get that win.
Feels like five seasons ago when CSC was up there at Mountaineer Bowl in a crazy game. It was back in 2019, only a couple seasons back. Huge comeback. We came up just short, 33-32. Are the guys talking about that game as you get ready this week much at all? Are you guys using it as a motivating factor?
With this, the same thing we just talked about was that was 2 years ago. We're a different team. They're a different team. Those guys were able to play one game last year against an FCS team. And there's a lot of practices both teams have done that probably of schemes that aren't on film. So our team, and it has to be ready for anything. And really, rather than focusing in the past, it's about focusing on what we can control. And that's when we go out and we line up. What is out in front of us, that's what we can control. And let's go out and do our jobs.
Let's take a quick early look at the Mountaineers. Of course, fans, Jay and I will visit on the pregame show and dive into the matchup much deeper. But early on, looking at Western Colorado, you mentioned the one game they played, but a lot of familiar faces still from that 2019 roster around for Jazz Baines' crew.
You know, Dave, whenever every week when we give this, it's going to be a lot of similarities to that. I would say most seniors in Division II football, they felt like they got their season taken away from them last year. And if they could, you know, with their degrees and stuff, they tried to stick around that second year. So that it provided not a lot of turnover on any teams. And Western State's no different. We're no different. As far as every coach that I've talked to, it's really similar. Maybe the engineering school, some of their seniors left because they had, you know, jobs lined up already that they couldn't just go get a master's like some of our guys have done.
Sure.
With things. So there's a lot of similarities to that same team that was here in 2019 and the team that played last season in 2020. But really, I guess when you talk about familiarities, really the familiarities come down to the coaches that they have. Jazz Baines, you know, started his coaching career here, was here for 5 years. Very, very great, good coach. Does a great job with his team. Todd Auer, been a longtime coordinator. Anybody that knows anything about Shattern State football knows that, you know, his stretch here was one of the best that we've had. He was my coach when I first came off, starting off as a linebacker. And then Joe McClain is their offense coordinator. So there's a lot of similarities between our programs. The kids are going to be coached the same way. They're going to be coached hard. Their expectations are going to be high. And, you know, and they're going to be disciplined. And, you know, that's the thing that we know is the similarities. And the thing that we know that when we go out there that there are going to be some disciplined teams on the football field, and this should be a good football game.
It really should be. The tie-ins are really fun with this game. Western Colorado, I think, is going to be a pretty solid team in the RMAC, one of those teams that maybe could kind of slip under the radar a little bit. Good test. Good opener for CSC. I'm excited this one was the first one on the schedule for us. Can't wait. Jay, thanks so much for being with us here on this Tuesday night. We'll have Jay with us all season long and talk to the coach about CSC football. Any final thoughts, Jay, before we sign it off and get ready to hit the road?
Just that super excited. We're just super excited to get on that bus, super excited for season, super excited that the school starts. I think that once that summer's done and the kids start showing up in the dorms and the dorms fill up, just the energy in the town goes up with it. And it's exciting to have everybody back. And we are ready to go out and represent our town, represent our community, and represent the alumni with this season. So I think that's about it. And just go Eagles.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.